But do you know what's more important than impressing your friends? Protecting your head. According to the National Institute of Health, only 10.4% of college students wear helmets while biking, and even less of them while skating.
Oh.
The count of biking and skating-related accidents increase every year. Well, an easy way to stay safe in case of emergency and avoid potentially fatal incidents? Wear a helmet. This message is brought to you by your safe riding DJs at WRUV 90.1 FM. Your better alternative. Ba ba ba. Da da.
Nice.
That's the thing I want to hear the most from this whole experience. I would like just to hear that back.
And you will, so don't even worry.
We got a song coming up. It's called Inner Gleam. It's another one that's not on an album yet, but we're super excited for it to be. It's a bop. Hope you like it. You know what's important as well? Hydration. Andrew's proving that right now. Chat, go ahead and take a sip of water right now. Drink
just
along at
just
home.
Water.
Get your Nalgene. Sip it up.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, one second. I got new strings. When you get new strings, you got to tune really frequently because they.
For those of you at home, what we're hearing in the booth is something like a.
Can I make a super quick, slightly business related announcement?
Or is please, that... please, okay. No, do.
Talent Skate Park Monday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. has roller and quad skates or roller and blades only. It's a really great group of people if you're just looking to learn, looking to get some skills as you go into a warmer weather. Really recommend it. You'll see me there trying a monkey flip. I'm throwing myself at a wall 2 hours straight.
With a helmet on.
Wait, with a helmet. Buddy, I got a helmet. I got knee pads. I got wrist guards. I'm locked and loaded.
What's it called?
Talent Skate Park.
Talent Skate Park.
Monday nights. It's right by the Burton Factory in South Burlington.
Cool.
It's a great spot. That's all. Carry on. Inner Gleam.
I'm trying to learn, so.
I'm trying to teach.
Yeah, so anyway, this is a song. All right, let's go. I'm ready when you guys are ready.
Gleam fallen petals, seldom settle, dancing with light.
Bye.
on solid stone.
One on our first album. It's called Future Perfect. Folks in this room, if you had to name a favorite tense, what would it be? Blue Perfect?
You say favorite tent?
Yeah, favorite tense.
Tense, you know.
Like,
part of speech.
Oh.
If you're a verb, past participle. Right? What time are you in? Are you ongoing? Are
I would
complete?
Say I'm in German right now, and we're learning about the past tense.
Ooh,
so, past tense.
Yeah, past tense.
Living in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
Ivy?
Some would
What's
say.
The one where it's like you, it happened, but it happened recently?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like in Spanish.
The imperfect?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or the,
it's like in the past, but the recent past.
There's the preterito.
Folks, call in. call in if you know. English teachers.
Are you trying to
English
settle
teachers.
Like a bet or something? Or are you just interested?
I like the subjunctive because it talks about uncertainty and things that might have happened.
This is a wild segue is what's happening.
So this song is called Future Perfect.
Okay.
But you're like, this isn't going where I thought it was going to go.
Usually my grammar-based material goes so well. I was killing it with Jared's last week. I don't know. All
right. Take it away.
Take me away. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
We got another one coming up. Fun fact for our listening audience, this song was originally called Bass Boy. And I think you're about to find out why. Folks, we got one of the best bass boys in the biz, Eli Van Buren.
We love him. You can't see.
He's
too
real far
cute.
Away from the mic to disagree. He's nodding really intensely. What's that, Eli? You love it when we draw attention directly to you? You love to be perceived.
This song is actually called So Below.
It's called So Below.
Thanks for that. Yeah, that was necessary. that was important.
Wow, fake fans even in the band. Hit us with the number three, Ross. You're welcome to Brendan's beatbox corner.
Will
What an interesting feature that is. I've got a question. I hear this phrase, or I've seen it around, as above, so below. What does that mean?
Such a good question. So, Aleister Crowley, I can't swear on air, but I would be. To describe him, he was a magic guy, real nerd, early 20th century. He was really into occult stuff, sort of brought back formalized magic rituals. But anyways, it's sort of a phrase that he very much popularized, symbolizing a connection with, I guess, higher planes of energy and the earth down here. That's a song that I wrote about getting depressed and into magic. so it's so below because I'm feeling bad.
Gotcha.
This is a song about also feeling bad. Folks, we've reached the feel bad part of the set. This is a song called 5/1. It's about feeling bad, and it's about infrastructure. You know those terrible buildings that are all over the place that are just like plasticky, the worst shades of green and beige, usually 4 stories over 1, sometimes 5/1. That's called the 5/1, and that's what this song is kind of about. I'm asking about infrastructure, I'm asking about grammar. It's a big night.
Big nerd night.
Big nerd night. Hate it, folks. Not me.
This house we bully, all lies got worse. Science is real. We are a earth.
That's a loud one.
Mm-hmm. Call in about your favorite apartment style.
Somebody's in a calling right now. I'm sure we'll shortly hear.
Excellent.
Yeah. That was very, like, it reminded me of, like, the Rackin' Tours. Ooh. You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely. I mean, fun fact, your boy Mr. White does use
the exact same mic. Yep.
So, excellent ears on DJ Ivy.
Nice.
It's actually got built into his guitar. It's like a cableable.
So cool.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. It's a wacha situation. Hey, this one's a little bit less. Well, it's a little bit less me screaming. Andy, tell us about it. Is Vine on the Wall.
Yeah, there's a song. It's a song called Vine on the Wall. It's also on our album The Gut. It's a song written in awe of nature and how vengeful nature can be. And I guess it's kind of like a nature gets the last laugh kind of thing, I guess, maybe. I don't know. You guys make what you want of it. It's a song. It may suggest some jam band vibes to you, but we are not that. We're not that.
Forget about it.
Legally distinct from jam bands.
I hope you guys like it, though. This is great. We're having a good time. Are you guys all?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
church.
It never falls. I am a fire. I eat it all.
Sixth member of the band tonight, DJ Gravy on the A-flat.
One key.
DJ Gravy on the A-flat.
Thank you very much.
They call me.
They call me A-flat.
Can I tell you a joke?
Sure.
What do you get when you drop a piano down a mineshaft?
I don't know.
A-flat minor.
I'm going to be honest, I think some of that sounded reminded me of some jam bands.
Yeah, say what you want. I had to
preface for a reason, you know what I mean?
Delete it.
But I appreciate. I think honestly, I feel like you guys think it's. You don't want to be a jam band, but I feel like you have a kind of freedom that I appreciate in jam bands. Yeah. That I appreciate in this music as well.
I'll say, like, I really do love, like, jamming as a form of exploration, as a form of finding where the song wants to go, as a form of like finding what you want to play. I guess I just like. And I've played in jam bands. They're fun. They're
and very I like fun jam to play. Bands.
Yeah, I mean, they're great. Yeah, they're great. I have nothing against. I just, I don't know. I guess, like, I don't know. For some people, it's not polarizing, but, like, I don't know.
We wanted to cut our own slice out of the Burlington music culture.
Yeah. I don't know. That's totally valid. And I also think, too, like, there's something to be said about the kind of instrumentation that you guys do with, like, a lot of planned, like, very specific things that you're doing over and over again. It's very nice.
Thank you.
You know? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Orchestrated is good too.
Yeah.
You know,
and jamming is it's like they have their
you gotta find your own place.
We have a question.
Yeah.
From a long time listener.
Yeah.
A caller called in WRUV and asked, if you were gonna be painted by an artist, any artist, who would it be? You guys, chat amongst yourselves.
We got to talk about this. Such a good decision.
I mean, are we talking personally or as a band?
Yeah. I think as a band.
Oof, Magoof.
I got Hieronymus Bosch in the mix.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Say Bosch. Mind melt.
Big Bosch fans. Any Bosch heads in the audience tonight?
Who is the guy who did Very Hungry Caterpillar?
Eric Carl.
Carl. Hey.
Oh, that. I might be on Team Eric Carl, honestly. But yeah, Ross, you got any input on that?
I know neither of them.
Something collage-y feels right.
Not my area of expertise.
I'll go with Eric Carl. So
yeah, Eric Carl.
A state of Eric Carl. Eric Carl, Carl Museum in Massachusetts. Get at us. Love to get that sponsorship deal. There was a Very Hungry Caterpillar stage adaptation that came to my college. It was puppetry, and it was genuinely one of the most mesmerizing and enrapturing things I've seen in my life. It was like 30 minutes long, and it was some of the nuttiest, like, practical effects I've seen in my life. Very cool.
Love
if you ever
puppet.
Find yourself in 2016 in Purchase, New York, go see the Very Hungry Caterpillar stage play.
Love a good puppet. A
puppet show with practical effects. Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like explosions.
In
Very Hungry
Caterpillar.
That caterpillar kept eating. Yeah. Kept eating.
Folks, this next song is amazingly never before played.
That can't
be true. Called Broken Mirror. I brought this to the crew like a year and a half ago and realized I accidentally invented a Radiohead song from First Principles without listening to really any Radiohead. So that's the vibe. It's jazzy. It's got a very similar chord progression to American Boy by Estelle.
So how long?
And we hope you like it.
Thank you.
It's quite a ripping solo you did there. It's quite ripping.
I like jazz.
Very jazzy tune. I liked it.
Thank you.
I have a question for you guys.
Hit us.
So, if you were a body of water, what body of water would you be?
Is it cheating to say Lake Champlain? I mean, I aspire to be a great lake, but it's not.
Just a big lake. You could just say big lake to be in more general. Lake.
I'm feeling like...
I was thinking Ganges River, personally.
Ooh, Ganges.
Oh, we're just talking specific bodies of water.
You can like be specific. You can just be a type of...
Is a cloud a body of water?
Oof.
Controversial question.
I don't think so.
This is what you get for asking Brennan questions. I'd say we're quite estuary-like. Oh, yeah. You know?
You guys are really into nature, I feel like.
You're the best estuary.
Just nerds.
A good question.
We are into nature. It is a good question.
It's a lot of nature songs and...
That's true. That is
nature-adjacent songs, I guess.
It's a big through line, yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of that area that you go, like, clamming in Maine.
So yeah. That's where I'm from. Shout out Maine.
Ross is getting mucky. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's always getting his waders on.
So would you say the Ganges River?
I thought the Ganges River would be cool, yeah.
Awesome.
Ganges is pretty good. Yeah, I feel a great affinity for the Housatonic River because that's where I'm from, but I don't want to be it. That's not enough. You got to do a wellness check on the Housatonic River.
That's another good question. What body of water would you not want to be?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know, but I'm not going to say it.
Like I feel like being an entire ocean is...
it's a lot of pressure.
Too much, yeah. Yeah.
Well, this next song we got coming up is called Fridge. Russ, what's the song about?
I have no idea. I just try to.
I just work
play
here.
It as best I can.
Ross, could you hit us with any lyric? What do you think is a lyric in this song?
Zero idea.
One for glory.
Yeah, exactly. This song has lyrics.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed this one. It's got our most numbers per capita of any of our songs.
Yeah, number stands.
Yeah.
Call in.
Numerologists do not call in.
Come and dance, keep coming, take it, go to the culture.
awesome, you guys. Well, it's about 7:45. We are just about out of time. But we got time for one more if you want to play it. Why don't you plug yourselves a little bit, tell us about your music, what you've got out, where we can find you, if you've got any gigs coming up.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having us, by the way. This has been a blast.
Of course.
We got an album on Spotify and Apple Music and anywhere you listen to music. It's called Anything at All by Kit Bash. That's us.
It's a big butterfly/moth on the album with our faces in it.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
We're working on an album this summer that we're very excited to release. If you've been to any of our live shows, this is material you'll be familiar with. And if you've been to our live shows, thanks.
Yeah. Speaking of live shows, we got one coming up April 12th at Charlie O's in Montpelier, playing with beloved friend and masterful musician Remy Russin. Super excited for that.
Come through.
I think it'll be a great show. Hope to see you all there. We have two songs that start with J that we have to deliberate between. Huddle up real quick.
y'all want to do Jab?
I think Jab it up. I think they're both equally impactful, to be honest.
Okay. Well, this next song we've got for you, it's for all those Lewis Carroll heads out there. This song's
we do
called
not endorse Lewis Carroll as a person.
Not as a person. Yeah. Not at all. But he had a pretty iconic poem called The Jabberwocky. It's full of gibberish words that you can kind of glean some sort of meaning out of by the context in which they're given. And I thought it was funny and silly. This song is about, the slaying of that monster and the revenge that comes as a result. Let's get spooky.
Can you hit us with some ambient whooshing sounds for the soundscape for the audience? Maybe some...
That's good.
Yeah.
Said, beware the beast, my son. Battle's lost, war is won. With eyes of flame, it burbling came. Behold the beast that bears its name.
To my left on guitar.
Thank you.
drums.
Thank you so much for having us.
They said, beware the beast, my son. Battles lost, war is won.
Time to play me, Berlin King. Behold the beast.
Nice, you guys. That was tight. That was fun.
Thank you.
Awesome. Nice. Thank you so much, Kit Bash, for coming in. It's been a pleasure. You guys rock.
Thanks for having
you
us.
You rock the studio.
Thanks for that killer solo, Bridget. That was
sick. Yeah, go Bridge.
The band keeps growing.
Keeps growing, as it should. Well, once again, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure listening to your awesome music. Everybody check out Kit Bash on Spotify, and go to their gig on April 12th in Montpelier. And yeah, we're going to close it out. This has, again, been WRUV Exposure. Next week, actually, we've got a very special event. We've got Exposure on the Road. So we'll have some people from the audience coming in and playing a couple songs and acoustic sets, and we'll interview them in between, and that'll be in Brennan's in the Davis Center. So something new, something different. It starts at 5 instead of 6. So if you're tuned in right now, tune in an hour earlier, 5 to 7, for some awesome local talent as well, some students and community members and whatnot for an acoustic set. And yeah, see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in, WRUV Exposure. This is 90.1. Back to you in the booth, Ivy.
Thank you. To WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to